Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I've been having a fun time listening to you all check in this morning, and we've got a new record. Hallelujah, Utah, you were number 40, and then I hadn't heard Kansas yet, so Kansas became 41, and we have got 41 states and Canada, and sometimes I miss the other places outside the U.S. Immediately after the phone call, I get a report of all the countries that called in and how many we had online, and we're just so thankful to have you. How marvelous to know that we have across this country represented. I know that that representation counts. It counts when we take our petitions to the Lord. And this morning, just 30 minutes before I came online here, and I come online about 10 till so that I can hear you when you came in. There were only 6 participants when I came in this morning, but I hear you, and I hear you say God bless the WWPs, and I hear you say your towns, and Vermont, I'm so glad you're on there. We had a hard time getting Vermont, but then two ladies came here, so now we've got them. Praise the Lord, and it just thrills me. I hear you say Nevada. I hear you say Washington. You got up early. I hear all these places that you say, even when you say your towns, and I'm writing a book right now for BVOV, Believer's Voice of Victory. I've already offered it, and I have it in my mind and in my partner letters, and it's called First of All and the Awakenings. And right now I'm really into George Whitefield, and this man that God put it in one man's heart to come here and preach and ride horse by horseback and by canoe and by every possible way. He gave him this theme, One Nation Under God. And he believed that the colonies should unite and become one nation dedicated to God and then be an example to the world. And he preached it, and as I'm studying history, it says, a Harvard professor wrote, if you cannot understand the colonists that brought forth this country, you cannot understand the words of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution unless you have studied the Great Awakening. And oh, dear, dear ones, we must have another Great Awakening. And I believe we will have it in answer to our prayers. But I started to tell you that just 30 minutes before I came on the line, I got a telephone notice that the White House and Jerusalem are discussing a possible Trump visit to Israel in May. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, that the head of this state that we have and the head of the state of Israel are getting together to discuss our coming, the president's coming to Israel, and our blessing Israel. And this morning, as we remember our scripture, first of all, what do we pray? And I'm going to read it to you today in another translation. This is the English Standard Version. I want to read to you today from another translation. This is the English Standard Version. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This morning, Holy Heavenly Father, we just want to give you praise and thanksgiving. We want to thank you for everything you've done. We, of course, cannot know. We can ask and believe that you have protected the leaders of this nation, the leaders of Israel. Dear Father, and those who are online from Canada and other places, we do thank you, dear Father, that you have watched over and our president, our vice president, our cabinet, our representatives, our senators, our justices. Holy Heavenly Father, we do lift them up at the beginning of this day for many of us. the end of the day for some who are in around the world. But, oh, Holy Father, in the precious, marvelous name of the Son you gave us, we want to thank you for the leaders you have given us. Dear Father, we know I have information that they even pray together, and they ask you for wisdom. I ask you, we ask you for wisdom. Please give wisdom unto them, Father. Please give wisdom unto them as they are faced with the threat from North Korea. Dear God, give them wisdom concerning that. Dear Father, as the President meets today with the Senate, whom he has invited to the White House, all 100 senators, give him wisdom, give him utterance. And Father, open the ears of the senators and of every one of them. Oh God, help them to lay down their party aspirations. Help them, Father, to lay down their party divisions and to hear from heaven what is the best thing for dealing with North Korea and the madman who heads it up. Oh, dearest Father, think through their minds. Isonde la mata, the minds of the generals who will be there, Father. The people of defense, they have already met, dear Lord. And Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we lift them up to you. Dear Lord, as our President and as the White House and as Jerusalem considers the visit of Donald Trump to Israel, Lord, we ask you for the right days, the right times, the right weather conditions, the right words. And, oh, Lord, I do know that's going to come up in there about moving our embassy to the eternal capital of Israel, Jerusalem. Lord, in the name above all names, the people on this line are asking you, I believe in unity, that we would indeed recognize this Yerushalayim, this city that is the apple of your eye and the scene of so much that is happening and will happen, Father, for eternity. Oh, Holy Father, help us to know the blessing that would come, dear Lord, from recognizing that now. Help us to know the blessing, Father, of blessing Israel. Oh, dear Lord, for the United States, for Canada, help us to know how to bless them. We make supplication. Isonda la mahala barata. We make intercession. Bevrato nonoho brate. Isonda le calabrata. We make intercession for our countries to know that blessing of Genesis 12:3. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for some things. We want to thank you, dear one, for protecting them. You never sleep, it is written. And dear Father, we are just so thankful to you for some of the things that you have done. I want to speak to you now who are on this line. We are so thankful to you, Father, and as I speak to those others, we're so thankful for Hebrews 4:13, which says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We came to you, Father. We came to you before Passover and Easter, and we ask you, Lord, to protect as people met to celebrate these holy times. And, Father, I just learned of something that you did. I want to read it to my prayer partners. It's a report today in the Jerusalem Post. A cyber attack aimed at over 120 Israeli targets was thwarted. The attack behaved in the same manner as a previous cyber attack carried out by OilRig, one of the most active hacking organizations sponsored by the Iranian government. So that tells us that this cyber attack, which was aimed at 120 Israeli targets, originated out of Iran. Israel, the report says, has thwarted a large-scale cyber attack targeting over 120 Israeli organizations in recent days, the National Authority for Cyber Defense announced on Wednesday. The attacks, which ran between April 19 to April 23rd, came in the form of, and they list all the things that it came from, some were originated in academic institutions and private commercials in Iran, evidently. So we do know that the Lord gave wisdom to Israel to stop those cyber attacks. Well, we thank you for that, Father. We give you glory for that. And we thank you, Father, for the cyber defense, for the defense today for the United States. We plead the blood of Jesus. We draw a bloodline, Holy Father, in the name above all names. We do thank you, dearest Lord, for the briefings that will come today on North Korea. And as we have already prayed, we're praying about that for our dear leaders, our leaders, Holy Father, to have wisdom, to have wisdom, to have wisdom in the name above all names. You know, in this day of fake news, I like to go to Pat Robertson's 700 Club for real news. He gives it at the first of his program, and that program is shown several times a day. I TiVo it or record it and watch it, and there you'll get real news. You'll hear the good news that's coming out of Israel. Well, the well-reported news that's coming out from Chris Mitchell, my good friend in Israel. Let's lift up Chris Mitchell right now and lift up Pat Robertson and the 700 Club. Oh, Heavenly Father, there was a news, I want to tell you this too. There was a news press conference with the president and selected press people. And the mainstream press was not invited, but he did invite CBN, which is Christian Broadcasting. He did invite news that he felt was good news and right news. And so I want to lift up Pat Robertson. I want to lift up right now Chris Mitchell in Israel. He's a good friend. We'll be seeing him when I go over there to the Israel tour. Lord, Heavenly Father, I know Chris. I know his family, his wife Elizabeth. I know the challenges, Lord, that they face getting the news, reporting the news, and I lift them up for special blessings in their health and in their wealth. I lift up Pat Robertson and thank you for him, Lord. I thank you that he's brave enough to keep telling it like it is. And I do pray, Heavenly Father, that I know that he has wise counsel. And I pray that someone from the White House is listening to these news broadcasts so that they can receive the wise counsel that Pat Robertson, that is coming through Pat Robertson. Lord, we pray your blessings upon them today and your blessings upon that news outlet and everything that it takes to bring it to pass. Holy Father, in the name above all names. You might hear some strikes online, folks. We're having a lightning storm here, but praise the Lord for the blood of Jesus that protects us. But if you hear a little crack online, that's what it is. I want to tell you that Pat Robertson has funded the making of a wonderful movie. He's showing the trailers of it right now, and I'm so excited about it. It's going to be shown one day only in theaters. I'm scheduled to leave for Israel May 23rd, but that's the date this movie's going to be. So I'm calling to see if I can get my plane ticket one day later to find out about this movie, which is about the Six-Day War and the Battle for Jerusalem with all Israeli actors. Oh, it's so good. You can see trailers of it on Pat Robertson 700 Club, but you can find out where it's shown in your area on May 23rd. You can go to inourhands1967.com. inourhands1967.com. And there you can find a theater near you that is showing this movie, and there you can get tickets. I do pray for this movie to be well received, because then it can go into other places. Bless the Lord, we still have a few spots on our Israel tour, and you can call and talk to Ruby at 417-598-0505. That's 417-598-0505, and you can talk to Ruby. I do ask now that you pray for our Israel tour. We're going to pray for that. We're praying right now as we're working out. We hope to have General Ya'alon. General Ya'alon, who was the defense minister and the next in line to Bibi Netanyahu, but he was fired because of some differences that they had. And he's a dear friend, a good friend, someone God put us with years ago. And he will agree to speak with us. We're already pretty sure that he's going to speak with us on this tour. He is forming another party, and he is going to run for some seats in the next election. So we want you to pray for our Israel tour, for every, that we'll be at the right place at the right time, that we'll be at the Golan border at the right place at the right time. We'll be in Hebron at the right place at the right time. We'll be in the government-associated meetings that we need to be with. Holy Father, I lift up our steps. It is written that if we acknowledge you, and that means if we stay in close communion with you, you will direct our steps. Oh, dear Lord, I lift up this tour. Please bring the right people, the right ones to come on the tour. Holy Father, we thank you for their funds to go. We thank you for things lining out at home that they can go. But, oh, dear Father, how we do pray that each spot along the way will know your blessings, that we will hear and see what we should hear and see, that we will pray what we should pray, that we will make the connections that we're supposed to make. Dear God, please help Ronnie and Gadi in Israel as they're working this out, and they're making those connections, Lord. We lift it up to you in the name of Jesus. And I lift up to you in Jesus' holy name. I lift up to you in Jesus' holy name, Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center. Lord, you know we need the funds. We've asked you for them, claimed them, and sent angels out after them. So we want to thank you for them. We know, Heavenly Father, and we have asked you for the permits and all the favor that we need. We've asked you for them. We know that you have angels on the case. We've sent them out to bring those papers to the very top, Lord, as they are being considered. Lord, we worship you and give you glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory. Oh, lavrahasande le menatanye, akalabrosi tana maharananye, kevro teni mekahalate, ejedebrosi tono nononye ne kalatala tala tala tanya, ajote le barakatanya ne kohobrata, pafrone, 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 kevrote, kevrote, kevrote. Ijando, ijando, ijando. Separate, separate, Lord. It is separate. Father, we know, ekaprote, we know, for it is written that Yeshua HaMashiach, that Jesus is making intercession for us, that the Holy Spirit is making intercession for us as we enter into these end of days activities. These end of days, Lord Jesus told us that when we are coming to this time, to keep our eyes on Israel and the nations of prophecy, Lord. Oh, Father, that is happening in Syria. Ivran, tododobrese, Lord, I read about something that came so close. Isha, tododobrata, something that came so close to a confrontation between Israel and Syria. But Subrato, which you calmed, Lord God, today, we lift up those that are fighting against ISIS. We lift them up. We lift them up, Father, to victory. We lift them up to victory over this evil. This evil, Father, Hoshana Makaya Nicolo Brate, Izon de Livrata Chota de Brete, Isondolo Mocambra Cosheteca, protect them, Heavenly Father, and guide them, Sibrato, and give them wisdom. And Father, we do call for the confusion in the enemy camp. We call for confusion in ISIS and for the disintegration of ISIS and the places, dear Father, that have been taken from ISIS. We do pray in the name above all names that you would establish good Arostadamakaya people there, and that Itana Morande Hishatanya de Cobrata, that you would Ishanamohobrata Levrosanda as they attempt to Arostadamakaya. As they attempt to Makora Makalata to regain order in the area, reestablish order in the area, we pray for the Christians, Father. Oh, Holy Father, wonderful, wonderful Father, I do pray for those who are persecuted now, but they're standing strong. I, dear Father, I thank you for the Muslims that you are appearing to. I thank you, dearest Lord, that the Grosta de Makaya, that the Ishana Makaya, the evil that has been plotted against Christians would be blown up in their face. Everything's open to you with whom we have to do, Father. Everything's open to you with whom we have to do. We just do praise you for watching over them. I heard of the most wonderful account of a man, Bibles for the Middle East, and he had been found out, this minister, this missionary, he had been found out, and he had been was running into a house. He was wounded, and he was running into a house, and the government people came after him, the forces, but lions came out and ran away the government people, the government forces. And there were no lions in the area. There are no known lions in the area. So God, who protected Daniel from the lions and has, you, Rosta de Makaya, have control over the Rastanya. In the name above every name, we thank you for what you've done for every person you protected. We thank you for those who are under your protection now, Lord. And we lift them up in the name above all names. We just do ask you, if you can, to sign up to pray, first of all, for our dear country. If you will sign up and go online and say, count me, I'm going to be praying, first of all, whenever I pray throughout the day, in the mornings, of course, and throughout the day, I'm going to be, first of all, praying for those in authority like the Lord told me to. And if you'll do that, just call 701-801, that's how you call to get in here. Excuse me, that's how you call to get in the call. If you want to call to sign up, call 1-800-972-3447. Call 1-800-972-3447. Or, there's lightning again, or you can go to billybrim.org. Now, on my webpage, billybrim.org, I write blogs. And one of the blogs I wrote recently is about CUFI, Christians United for Israel, and their summit that's coming up in July. You can go on and watch my blog, and because I attached a little video of Brother Hagee, Dr. Hagee, talking about coming to the summit and offering a really good discount. code, and I think you can get a $75. It's just for $75. You can register for this marvelous meeting, and we have some outstanding speakers, government speakers, that are for this meeting, and then you will go up to Capitol Hill and call on your own representatives and senators. Then 1 month after that, 1 month in July, excuse me, in August, I'm going to be in Newcastle, Delaware. We're going to be at a great church there, and we're going to be having an Authority of the Believer Conference, 18th and 19th of August. And then on the 20th of August, we're going to go to the mall, the Washington Mall, and we're going to gather there and have a first of all gathering. I don't know how many people can make it. Bless the Lord. But if you live in the area, I heard Virginia and Maryland, and I heard all around that area come online today. If you can make it, it'll be 7 p.m. at August 20th on the mall. And we're going to, you do need to register for that at billybrim.org. We're going to send you a registration packet, and in it will be a T-shirt, which you can wear or not wear. So just call us at 1-800-972-3447 to register to be a first of all prayer, and then go online at billybrim.org to find out about how you can register for our meeting in Delaware. No cost for that. I think there is a small cost for registering for On the Mall, meeting us on the mall. To get the packet, I know there is, to cover the costs of some of the things in the packet. But we are just so glad that you are part of God's prayer force. He told me that as nations raise up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. If you're on this line, you can be assured that God called you to pray. God called you to his prayer force. And I'm so glad you answered the call. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until next time.